Okay, the differential diagnosis include only a few differentials, including tinea, secondary bacterial infection of the eczema, or allergic contact dermatitis, and chronic acropustulosis in the black infants. So if the tinea is an important differential, then we'll see that in tinea that there will be asymmetrical involvement of the hands or feet along with the involvement of the interdigital spaces. The microscopy culture and the PCR will confirm the diagnosis. Secondary bacterial infection of the pre-existing eczema is another differential in which the condition will be more painful, and the gram staining and the culture will confirm the diagnosis. Allergic contact dermatitis can also present in a similar way. But if we are considering allergic contact dermatitis of the feet because of the leather footwear, then it will spare the instep. However, this instep is involved in palm plantar pustulosis. Chronic acropustulosis seen in the black infants is also another differential, but this condition will not be seen in the adults, and it affects the digits and the dorsal aspects of the extremities as well. However, the dorsal aspect and the digits are not commonly involved in the palm plantar pustulosis.